Hello, Golf Weekly friends. We're back, and Nathan Murphy, we are very, very sorry.
Apologies all round.
All round. Our bad.
I don't even know how many weeks it's been.
I think three.
Was that all?
Yeah, but it's felt like a long time, and it's not the first time we've taken a hiatus.
I think the problem is that we sort of just disappear. The missing posters are sent out, rather than just leaving a text with somebody to say, I'll be back soon.
Fionn Davenport, who has disappeared again today.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to target anyone, Fionn. He sent a message to the WhatsApp saying, lads, what's the story? Can we not at least record an apology pod? A 5-minute, we're not home kind of a pod.
So here we are. Yes, despite Mr. WhatsApp being quick off the mark there.
Typical.
Did you ask him, was he around today?
He was in Dublin on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. I think he's around next week. He is around next week, next Thursday, in fact. So that gives us a hell of a chance ahead of Tiger Woods' return. When Tiger's playing, we're playing. That's the rule. So yeah, it's just been one of those weeks. For instance, what are you going to do? Last week, Fionn ironically was around. I had a day's annual leave and Nathan was presenting a roadshow with Peter Schmeichel and a bunch of other people, which is a whole ton of work. And also you were on your own, even if you didn't have that on. So that's how last week slid. I can't remember the previous weeks, but there were genuine
issues. There's a lot going on here.
You had to do Conor Murray one day.
To do Conor Murray, yeah.
We
made the mistake of promising big things for Golf Weekly just before our break.
Yeah.
And those big things are still in train.
They're still imminent.
And that's taking up a lot of people's time at the moment.
We now have a Golf Weekly... we have a Golf Weekly producer now who better sit down with outside after this. You know?
He seemed very excited about it.
A direct quote, I won't be doing any of the heavy lifting.
You're on your own, lads.
That was a direct quote from the new producer. I'll do the vision mixing and, you know, I'll put up the faders, but that's about it. It was fair. That's kind of all we need.
Well, I was hoping for a... Yeah, I have a contact for Jack Nicklaus. I'll have him on for the first week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So that's where we've been. Just one of those things. I mean, not much has happened really in golf. It's definitely my least
What about Justin Rose?
What about him? Oh, he won the WGC.
He won two tournaments in a row, back to back.
I know. The Hawaii swing is on the horizon. We're all guns blazing for that. We love that. The last couple of weeks is fine. So, but again, I mean, it was just one of those things. We apologize. Here's my dilemma, and the listeners can give some feedback. So this is like a genuine on-air production meeting.
Okay.
I haven't even said this to you before. So,
are you leaving?
On certain days, Fionn might not be around, and you might be busy now because you're presenting off the ball on Thursdays, which is primarily when Golf Weekly is recording. I'm generally flexible. I tend to use Thursdays to catch up on reading books and meetings I need to have, and just it's a really useful day to me. But for instance, on certain Thursdays, you're doing the show, Fionn's not around, and I have like a 2-hour window, and I'm kind of thinking to myself, well, I could like get a Rex Huggard on the line or one of our other guests, Shane Ryan, someone like that, and just record like a 10-15 minute piece, you know? And I think, well, yeah, it's not a terrible idea. But then I think, like, it kind of goes against the essence of the podcast. Like, that's just a golf piece, you know, that you could kind of hear anywhere. So I think, well, if I put that up, no, I mean, you and Fionn, just like a one-on-one interview, then are the listeners going, well, like, that's not really what I want from Golf Weekly. I kind of want the dynamic. And so I'm going to stop downloading this now if they get used to that, you know? They're the thoughts I'm having at my desk sometimes.
Right. Two things on that.
Okay.
Are you fishing for compliments there? Are you fishing now for a lot of...
No.
No, Joe. We would take you and Rex. Screw the other two guys. You on your own.
No.
We're perfectly happy with that.
Because I genuinely reached the conclusion. That's not great. You know, I think a Rex or a Shane Ryan dropped into us works really well. So we can faff around. I think people tend to enjoy...
Faffing.
The faffing and us talking freely. You know, like we will say things. I'll say things about golfers on Golf Weekly that I wouldn't dream of saying to a guest, to Lawrence Donegan and off the ball. It's a bit more informal. And that's kind of the USP. That means unique selling point.
Thanks, Joe.
Nathan, of the pod. So I far from looking for compliments or anything, I've reached the conclusion that's a waste of time. There's nothing of real value there. They can listen to Rex Huggard on the Golf Channel website. So that's my take. But now Fionn might argue, oh, well, we're better off putting something out. And I would argue, we're not better off putting out an inferior product for 3 weeks on the bends and then expecting people to keep downloading when we actually come back at our glorious best. These are my issues.
Like this. I also thought you were going to say, I'm sitting at my desk and I'm thinking I could do this, but I'm also really hungry and I just want to have my lunch.
See, I have room on a Thursday for all kind of things. I don't get lunch Sunday to Wednesday, but Thursdays I get some lunch, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Relax, enjoy yourself.
So I know, look, that's one of the musings, that's one of the thoughts. What do we do on weeks where, because this is not our primary job, any of us really. I'm generally free on Thursdays, so I can do it, but we're going to have down weeks. Would you rather us do nothing, or would you rather us record a chat with a good guest? Like, ideal world, I'd interview Greg Norman or a big name, but like, that's kind of unrealistic a lot of the time as well.
Yeah, Greg, come on.
Greg, you know, Fox News don't want you. We'll take you.
Yeah. I thought you were going to comment on Justin Rose and his brilliant success. He sent the most corporate tweet, which is what I was frantically trying to get. I'd say he's deleted it.
Right.
He's sponsored by MasterCard.
Yeah.
Listen, no such thing as a bad sponsorship. MasterCard want to come and give us a load of money, which they may not after this.
Yeah.
We'll happily take it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most blatantly corporate tweet any professional sports person has ever sent. And it was one of these...
It's a high bar.
It was one of these... There's nothing I prefer more as we count down to Christmas than using my MasterCard to get me sorted early on. MasterCard, the only thing that can give you such a warm feeling as we head for the festive period. 500 responses. Take off, Justin.
Yeah. Have you got Graham McDowell? Have you got Wi-Fi there?
A little bit.
Try and search for Graham McDowell.
Bit of GMAC. I have just got @Graham_McDowell. And I'm heading into this safe in the knowledge that GMAC is a corporate beast. He knows how to play the game. So what am I looking for?
You'll see it.
So his first one is for charity, Joe, which, as we know, you're not that big a fan
pass.
Of.
Pass.
You're having a pop at that. Next one, great day playing golf
pass.
With the stud, Graham McDowell. Am I going to know where it is? You come know. Play golf with me, Chris Evans and Graham McDowell from Niall Horan.
Pass.
No? He sends a lot of tweets. He retweets Keith Gillespie being gutted about Northern Ireland. What about Wheels Up? Would like to say thank you to the brave men and women for their sacrifice for their country.
Oh dear.
This isn't really going very well.
How many days are we gone back?
I think he must have deleted this.
My God.
We're back to beginning of November.
Oh no, cancel. Done. Cancel. He's deleted it too.
What was his tweet about? Was it MasterCard as well?
Counting down to Christmas. Exactly. MasterCard makes my life so much easier.
Oh my God.
Yeah. MasterCard massages all the trouble away.
Oh wow.
Countdown to Christmas. And then Graham was trying to obviously
add a personal touch,
swallow this shit, so he added in, I'm going to get it all done early this year, the present buying, that is, I'm going to get it all done early this year, even though I say that every year, 5 or 6 exclamation marks, as if that crap line was going to justify it. So clearly they got such a knowing response from
Brilliant.
People who are always smarter than you think, saying go fuck yourselves, the pair of you, I'm unfollowing this shit.
Yeah,
I'm delighted. Because it was, I saw the McDowell one and I just thought, I feel dirty just even being part of this. This is going to kill Twitter, this shit.
Yeah.
And they both deleted it. That's very interesting. That means MasterCard. Well,
poor Twitter exec in MasterCard is getting...
Oh my God.
The smackdown.
Absolutely. That's hilarious because the fact that Justin Rose got a lot of people saying, go, fuck off, means McDowell must have got the same thing. That's great news. That's people fighting back against the bullshit.
Mm.
So anyway, yeah, well, I mean, I think next week we'll do one. Tiger's back next week. Here's the interesting thing. This is not a full pod. This is purely an apology pod, by the way, but can't not mention this. Ricky Fowler beaten by Patton Kizzire at the OHL Classic on Sunday. It's the kind of stuff we're missing, you know? Was talking about Tiger Woods' impending return.
Oh, yeah.
30th of November, so what, 2 weeks at the Hero World Challenge. And Woods has been hitting on the same driving range as Fowler somewhere. I'm not sure. There was they all kind of from the same places or same establishment.
Somewhere in Florida.
Yeah, somewhere sunny. And Woods is now hitting the ball past Ricky Fowler. Fowler averages 299 yards off the tee. Fowler was asked by a recent Golf Magazine journalist if it was true that Woods was longer than him now off the tee. Fowler said, oh yeah, way by me. Yes. Mm. Tiger Woods has recently done a podcast. I guess if people want to listen to it, they can. No, it actually is worth listening to. You should search for this podcast. See, this isn't a threat to us, this podcast. It's a nothing. It's a small podcast. It's like a university kind of podcast. But Tiger Woods is friendly with the host. So like has done a sit down hour and a half.
Right.
This is like, I haven't heard it yet, but I've heard really good things because he's very relaxed. So you should check this out. It's a recent podcast with Gino, G-E-N-O, Auriemma, A-U-R-I-E-M-M-A. If you want to Google that name, you'll find it. And Wood said there in the last few days, last week or two, one of the things I'm actually surprised at since I've gotten the okay to start hitting my irons again is I can't believe how far I'm hitting the ball. I'm back hitting it my full numbers, and I'm not really trying to do that at the moment. I didn't realize how far I had dropped off because of the pain in my back. Now, that is exciting.
That is exciting. And everything we've seen, every video is promising. A little bit more exciting.
Yeah. Well, if he's...
Again...
Tiger Woods, if Fowler's averaging 299, even if Fowler's exaggerating, even if Woods is hitting the ball 299 as well, I mean, I don't want to say he's back, but he's back and competitive. Like, he's given himself a chance. That's amazing stuff.
Well, if he can stand up on... Well, the first tee is always a write-off with Tiger, but if he can stand up on the second and third tees... When he gets to the Hero World Challenge and the weather is hot and he's feeling good about his game and he can rack up a few birdies, I just still worry that we're going to see a repeat of the Middle East and
he's struggling.
He's
had the surgery. He's had the fusion.
What if he has the chip and yips?
Well, that will be at least compelling as opposed to him in the car park. Like, he has had what I call the Davis Love fusion. And look at Davis Love in his 50s. Mm. Like, this could be the one. And I saw the quote from Fowler. We're 2 weeks away from November 30th. I can't wait.
Oh yeah,
we'll be a lot closer to Christmas, and
I'll be ready to I'll be ready to sort out my presents with Mastercard.
Graham McDowell will have bought all his presents.
He can sit down and relax as well. Of course, he used to love that tournament.
Yeah, he used to. He won it twice, didn't he?
Yeah, when they used to play it at Sherwood.
God, golf was better a few years ago. Let's talk about this. Maybe it's us because we're not in the pod as much. I'm not enjoying golf as much at the moment. Watching it.
Well, there's too much.
I'm just struggling.
The OHL at Mayakoba.
Yeah.
This wraparound season.
I think it's doing...
Starts in January. Start in Hawaii. Yeah. Finish up at the end of the FedEx and give everyone a break.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like too much. I can't... Like, I even tuned in on Sunday when there were like three holes to go and Fowler was within one or two. Now, honestly, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I think 3 years ago, I would have been... Well, I would have been watching anyway, but if I'd stumbled upon it, I would have been like, clear the decks. And I flicked away a few times. It's bored. So that could be just me and not doing the pod, but I think there's too much. The wraparound is doing nothing for anyone. It's crap. It has not worked. Tweet us, let us know at Golf Weekly NT.
You'd wonder where that'll head over the next 4 or 5 years with what we should be in now with the pinnacle of the European Tour season, where they have these huge tournaments and they have the race to Dubai. And it certainly seemed even with that 3-4 years ago that the Turkish Airlines opened, that the lead in 3-4 weeks were huge,
yeah,
and that everybody played.
Yeah.
They don't even seem to have that sort of buzz, even without Rory,
yeah,
and without Henrik Stenson. This week's tournament isn't quite what it is.
Yeah. The RSM Classic, of course, is on this week at Sea Island in Georgia. Kevin Kisner is the favourite.
There's my Sunday night sorted.
Do you know what I mean? Now, Matt Kuchar's second favourite. There's Charles Howell. There's Brian Harman. Like, there's Webb Simpson, Zach Johnson, fair enough. Ollie Schneiderjans, Siwoo Kim. You know, so there's that. The DP World Tour finale is on this morning. Obviously, Patrick Reed's leader on 700. Someone tweeted in a couple of weeks ago saying, don't do the scores because when I come to this, it's frustrating a few days later. Fair enough, but it's hard to resist. Patrick Reed, 7-under. Justin Rose, 6-under. And Tommy Fleetwood said he struggled with the nerves. 73 he shot, so he's 1-over. So he's already 7 behind Justin Rose. The Irish point of view is good. Paul Dunn is tied for 4th and 5-under. 2 shots off Reed. Paul Dunn's on fire.
Right, Paul Dunn goes and wins this week, even a top 3 finish.
Yeah.
And he's put himself in such a good position for the Ryder Cup.
We'll have Paul Dunn on in 2 weeks. I'm doing a thing with him. And I'll make sure to record him.
Do.
Yeah. And Shane Lowry.
Earn your money.
Shane Lowry said he's going to come in, pop in the studio sometime. So I might, do you know what I might just say to Shane? Off the ball.
Come to Golf Weekly.
Come in the afternoon.
Maybe he could be our launch.
Yeah, our relaunch.
Our relaunch.
We could put that out on Off the Ball as well, but it might be kind of cool. So Larry will be in, Paul Dunn will be in soon, but Larry's 3-under. So very good start for them. Larry's like 4 off the lead, so that's the DP World Tour.
Interesting how we've got to the stage, even though we haven't done a podcast in 3 weeks, a month, that we're still able to mock the podcast that is Tiger Woods. Like this guy, some college podcast. Nobody's ever even heard of it. Glad they got Tiger Woods.
We have international listeners. They probably do now too.
Yes. I'd say they have more listeners than we've had in our entire lives.
Wow. We'll get Tiger someday. So I think we're approaching the end of our apology pod. No one wants to labour the point, but we do apologise. We should have kind of recorded one of these the last few weeks. Just it's a really busy time. The golf has felt as missable as it does at any point in the year. So combination of factors. Apparently the Skype works great in the new studio. So we'll have Fionn up for his 10, 15 minutes on video, and we'll figure out some other stuff. And
we can get anybody up in video then.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll it's all very stuff. Exciting.
It's hugely exciting. Our producer outside is
I'll tell you what.
Foaming.
Yeah.
So, are we going to do next week?
We'll do next week.
Let's resolve
to do
next week.
A World Tour Championship review of the European Tour season.
And a Tiger preview. Okay.
And our friends in Fort Island are going to give us a four ball and a lesson to give away.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And Fionn's around next week as well. So we'll do a proper, here we are.
There's a lot to go through.
Yeah. We won't go through a lot of it, but we'll do that. So that's us. That's a good 15 minutes apology done. And we will 100% see you next week. Cheers. Go and tell all my exes wear Rolexes, but I reside right here in Dardanelle, all picket town. Little JD starter kid right here.